happened to catch a program some years ago. It was on public broadcasting. I think it was called Connections. And it talked about historical events and how one historical event would lead to another one. In this particular program, it talked about how the French Revolution connected to the transcontinental laying of cable that connected Europe and the United States. Now, my story is not about those events, but the idea of how these events could be connected made me start thinking about things in just our regular life. And as an example, I'm going to bring up my father-in-law, who remarried, and through the course of this remarriage, inherited three more daughters, along with the two that he already had from a previous marriage. One of these daughter-in-laws had a son, and at a very young age, they began to notice that he may have issues, and it was soon discovered that he was autistic. Now, his parents tried to get service through Tri-County's Regional Center for him, but they weren't very effective in getting service. But as luck has it, my sister-in-law, from the first marriage, not my first marriage, my father-in-law's first marriage, had studied social working and had done her master's in Long Beach. And part of her studying, she became very involved with Tri-County's Regional Center system, so she knew it very well. So she was able to get the other daughter's son the service that he needed because she knew the system very well. And then I started thinking about that would they have been able to give their son the service had not they known my other sister-in-law? And would she have been able to help them had she not made the decision to go from Arizona to Long Beach for her master's? And then I started thinking about, well, she's originally from New York. So that decision to place herself in Long Beach started even further back in New York. And then I was thinking, well, wait a minute, my father-in-law remarried. What if he hadn't remarried? If he hadn't remarried, then his daughter wouldn't have met the other daughter and wouldn't have been able to get the service for their son. And so then you'd have to think about that, because he's not originally from California either. He had come from New York. He had moved to California to take care of his mother, who became very sick. And it was in the course of him being in California that he met his second wife, who also came from New York, and had moved to California with her first husband. But because he found somebody younger, they got a divorce. Now, if he hadn't found somebody younger, he wouldn't have gotten a divorce, and she wouldn't have met my father-in-law. And if they hadn't met, then my sister-in-law would not have met the other sister and wouldn't have been able to help the son get the service he needed from Tri-County's Regional Center. But it goes back further than that. Because of a very unfortunate event, a lot of this was initiated. One of the very unfortunate events was the fact that my father-in-law's first wife died of cancer. And you'd have to think, if she hadn't died of cancer, he would have probably stayed married. They would have stayed in New York. He would have never met the second wife. And the little boy would not have gotten the service he needed. But then it goes back further than that. Because my father-in-law was originally in New York, he had actually moved there from Arizona, where he had been staying with his mother, while his father was in New York running a bathing suit business. And my father-in-law went to New York to help his father take care of that bathing suit business. And while he was in New York, he decided that he wanted to go to a singles dance. And it was a ferry boat that was going up and down the Hudson. And during that dance, he met his first wife, who had come over from Canada for a visit and had been talked into going to that dance. So if those two had never met, they would have never have had my sister-in-law, who would have never have moved to Long Beach and would never have been there to help the little boy get the services that he needed. But then it goes back further than that. Because then it starts with my father-in-law's father, who had actually come to the United States from Poland. And since they were all Jewish, it was just something that needed to be done. Now, when my father-in-law's father got to New York, he picked up a couple of odd jobs. He had one particular job that he had for a while. But when he went away on his honeymoon, he got fired from his job when he got back. And he made a decision at that point never to work for another person. And through a course of entrepreneurship, he eventually built up a bathing suit factory for himself based on the fact that he got fired from a job because he went on a honeymoon where he got married, and because of that union, my father-in-law was born. But because his father had started this bathing suit factory and needed help, my father-in-law ended up taking over that business and visiting in New York and meeting his first wife and having the sister-in-law, who eventually went to Long Beach, became very involved in regional center system, and was able to provide service for a little boy who needed the service. So that little boy getting the service he need could actually be traced back to the events that were occurring in Europe that have caused a lot of Jewish people to move from Europe to the United States. And the only thing I can think of is we always hear that expression, we're all connected. And it just seems like, you know, some silly expression, but it is true. It just shows that we are all connected. And I think any time that you feel that you're just completely alone and whatever you do doesn't matter, that's not true. Every decision we make, every action we do does matter. And it may not matter this second, it may not matter tomorrow, but it could matter in 5 years from now, in 10 years from now. Whatever we do now is going to continue to affect everybody else who comes after us. So, thank you.